from a new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center, it tells us the election of President Obama triggered an explosion in the number of militias and so-called patriot groups in the United States. The nonprofit civil rights organization says there were 149 militias and patriot groups when Obama took office, compared with more than 1,200 today. That's an increase of 755%. Joining us now, Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center, author of this report. Mark, nice to have you back.
Well, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You track both militia groups and hate groups. Explain to us first the difference.
Well, hate groups are the groups one thinks of, neo-Nazi groups, Klan groups, groups that attack an entire group of people based on race, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation, that kind of thing. The patriot groups are quite different in that they see the primary enemy as being the federal government. And they also subscribe to a whole set of conspiracy theories about what the government is up to. These ideas kind of vary from group to group and individual to individual, but they basically follow the narrative of the government is about to impose martial law on the country, probably with the aid of foreign troops. They're going to seize all Americans' guns. Those who resist will be thrown into concentration camps, which have been secretly built by FEMA. And ultimately, the government would force all Americans into a kind of socialistic one-world government, the so-called New World Order. So they're fundamentally not about they're not explicitly, in any case, about race or religion. But this idea,
although they can be both, right?
That's right. And we're seeing increasing kind of mix because a big part of the reason for the growth of these groups, as you really suggested in your intro, is the appearance of Obama on the political scene. And, you know, it's worth pointing out that the Census Bureau has predicted that whites will lose their majority in this country in the year 2050 or by the year 2050. So there's just a lot of anger and angst and frustration out there among a certain, you know, percentage of Americans who feel this is not our country. It's been taken from me. It's not the country my forefathers built. That kind of thing.
It's a fear that could not be motivated by race at all, right? I mean, there's also a pretty bad economy recently.
That's a very important piece of this. The economy, of course, goes south right around the same time that Obama appears on the scene. And we see in the subprime collapse in what, late September and October of 08. So at the very same time, we see people start to really be plunged in many cases into real misery and instability and fear and so on. So that just gins up the idea of the government is doing something wrong. We are being done in. And of course, mixed in with all of that is a kind of populism or sort of populist anger about the idea that when the government stepped in to save the economy or to try and save the economy, what did they do? Well, they gave money to the mortgage bankers and the auto executives. And regular people like me got nothing.
We're speaking with Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center about this new report that says there's been an increase in militia groups specifically of 755% since President Obama came into office. What caused then the reduction? Because after, during the Bush administration's tenure, there was a real reduction in the number of hate groups and militia groups that you tracked. What caused that?
Well, I mean, that's right. What we're really seeing is the second wave of the militia movement, which peaked back in 1996 and then kind of tailed off towards the end of the 90s. Look, a piece of it is we had a very conservative president in office. You didn't have the same kind of slightly hysterical fears about gun control, about the government sort of marching into your home and so on, or at least that's not what a lot of these people felt. I think there was that, and there were other factors as well. The militia movement, the first wave of the militia movement, was associated with a lot of violence, not only the Oklahoma City bombing, but a whole series of really serious domestic terrorist plots in the 90s. And ultimately, a lot of people went to prison. So, the movement kept saying, the end is nigh, the end is nigh, and it really didn't happen. And so with the Y2K scare, which the militia movement played up very heavily, with it all coming to nothing, the group seemed to fade away and got, as I say, very quiet during the Bush years. There were about 150 groups through the Bush years, and then it just took off when Obama appeared.
Although some of the groups that appear on your list claim they are not militia groups, they're just organizations that get together and kind of rant about things that bother them. Give me an example of one of these groups that the Southern Poverty Law Center thinks could be dangerous.
Well, rather than try and decide what group might be dangerous in the future, maybe the wise thing is to point out that four members of the Georgia militia were arrested at the very end of last year, in November of last year, and they were charged with the feds had a huge amount of undercover wire recordings that they'd taped, and what they were charged with and apparently talked about on these tapes was attacking four different cities, including Atlanta, with ricin, the deadly toxin. They planned, allegedly, on assassinating police officials, IRS tax collectors, and they talked about blowing up federal buildings, just as McVeigh had done. They explicitly referenced McVeigh. So while the plot came to nothing because the government was able to stop it, that is the kind of dramatic thing we've seen. In the last year, there have been a couple of other cases. The Hutari militia in the Midwest, several of the members of that group are on trial right now for planning or allegedly planning to murder a police officer and then attack and kill as many officers as they could at the first officer's funeral. We have a similar plot in Alaska with the Alaska Peacemakers Militia. So there's a lot going on out there, and of course the fear is that we'll see something really bad, that somebody will get through on the order of McVeigh, or for that matter of Anders Breivik, the Norwegian who murdered 77 of his countrymen
last July. God forbid. Yeah. Clearly the economy seems to be slowly improving. Maybe that will lead to a decrease in these kind of groups, but changing racial demographics, and if President Obama gets reelected, is the Southern Poverty Law Center concerned about the next few years?
Yes, because I think that we're seeing already real anger as it starts to look more likely that Obama will in fact win. I mean, these people aren't stupid, and they see there are problems in many of the Republican primaries, that there's no very clear favorite, and so they're all hunkering down. Oh my God, another 4 years under the black president, and we can see real signs of them starting to talk about things like war.
Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, author of this new report in which they say the number of militia groups in the U.S. has increased by 755% since President Obama took office. Mark, thanks as always.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.